This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As of this writing, it has been 54 days since we've heard an on-the-record word from Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen. That streak, however, will come to a congressionally mandated end at 55 tomorrow. Dr. Yellen is going to be on Capitol Hill for her twice-yearly appearance before the relevant House and Senate oversight committees. It's always good to hear what's on her mind, seeing as how she basically runs the American economy right now. But it does take a little bit of zip out of the game that we like to play around here. All right, the game that I like to play, which is called What is Janet Yellen Thinking? The gimmick, of course, is that you got to do it in five words or less. While Dr. Yellen will undoubtedly take many multiples of that to get her points across tomorrow, we sent Marketplace's Sabri Benishour out to talk to some economists today about what they expect to hear.
What's Janet Yellen thinking? Five words or less. Gad Levinon from the Conference Board.
Did I make a mistake?
As in, markets are so volatile right now, was it a bad idea to raise rates last year? Levinon's answer, which he also thinks is Yellen's answer, is...
I don't think so.
Similarly, Samir Samana with the Wells Fargo Institute hears Janet Yellen thinking this.
Markets need a deep breath.
Yellen's Fed is data dependent, he says, and Yellen is likely to point to a lot of data showing the markets are not the economy.
You've got a labor market that's pretty healthy. You've got additional wage gains, inflation that's still pretty benign. You've got a housing market that continues to rebound from its crisis lows. You've got consumer sentiment that's still at pretty good levels.
Yellen may also point out to Congress that the Fed's own models show the chances of recession in 2016 are about 3-5%. But it's still got to be at least a little hard to shake the sticky sense of gloom on Wall Street these days.
I have no doubt that within the Federal Reserve, there's a vigorous debate as to the extent to which monetary policy needs to be subordinate or subservient, really, to markets.
Richard DeKayser is with Wells Fargo and Company. He says, on the one hand, markets do influence the economy. But on the other, the Fed can't bail out investors just because they're having a bad time.
They don't want to basically underwrite portfolio managers.
In all likelihood, these economists say, the Fed may give it a few more months before raising rates again. Whatever Janet Yellen is thinking, she'll tell us tomorrow, and it'll be in more than five words. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.